ACD International Presentation.
Mr. George Terrell?
That's my name.
My brother. Yes, I can tell you. It's about our father. He's been wandering on the moors lately.
Well, Mr. Terrell, what about this strange occurrence?
Mr. Terrell, my father, he's been wandering on the moors lately, but I'm afraid to say he won't wander anymore. You see, he was horribly killed.
Yes, with giant scratches all over him.
ACD International presents. Marty Jolton and Tales of Mystery. With Night Ranger. Based on characters created by Christian Lardy. Produced by Brian Well. Well, I'm glad you came. Now tell me more about this strange occurrence.
Mr. Terrell, our father had the habit of wandering alone through the gardens at night. And, well, last night, we found him dead in the garden. His face panic sticking, his throat horribly cut.
And do you know the first person, the last person to see him alive?
My brother.
Do you know, Mr. Terrell, He was a queer old duck. Nobody liked him that much, and I imagine they had good reason. He was taken to wandering off by himself late at night. And the last time I saw him, he left hurriedly without saying anything.
Mr. Carroll, could you please come up and investigate? We've heard about your methods of detection. Can you please come up?
Well, if I pack my bags, I suppose I shall. The Birchwood Manor Affair. Written by James Stuckey. Executive producer, Ryan Williams. Directed by Hunt Smith.
So, I hear George Terrell is coming for a visit to the mansion.
Is that so?
We'll have to greet Mr. Terrell quite.
You most certainly will.
And yes, the welcoming committee. Mr. Terrell, you'll see what happens to snoopers at Birchwood Manor. I see Terrell, it's deathly dark out here. Wait, I say, what was that?
The hounds are there.
The hound? What on earth do you mean?
I don't know exactly.
What an unearthly sound.
Look, Johnson. Footprints.
My God.
Footprints in the mud. Let's follow them. Why? They seem to be glowing as if some phosphorescent on it.
Could be the hound, I say. Maybe these legends are true.
but a footprint that big, Johnson. Think of it.
There is again that deathly hound, George. I'm going to the mansion. I'll wait for you. You don't need two people to follow, would you?
Look, look. Hey, look. That figure. A hermit.
I say, Mon, what's wrong?
What is it?
Sir, the hound. You're horribly scratched.
Ned! Ned!
What is it? Were you the man who made those footprints?
Footprints?
John,
George! He's dead!
Quite sad.
The food is especially good.
George, how can you think of food at a time like this?
Well, I didn't know the man, did I?
Here comes the son of the murdered man. Mr. Terrence, how are you?
I'm fine.
The funeral.
I know. I know I can be.
Well, have you uncovered anything?
Not really.
I mean, because you've been here 2 days.
Are you saying I'm incompetent?
Well, I have complete faith in you, Mr. Terrell. It's just that my brother and I would like to have our father's murderer uncovered and brought to justice. Do you understand that?
But why would your father be out in the woods all night?
I told you he was a queer sort of chap. But
very queer, if you ask me. I don't believe he should have been wandering out in the woods. I believe someone drove him to madness. Perhaps the phony hound. Oh, I know. I took voice readings. Those are not hound sounds. They're made mechanically. Some cheap fool tried to trick me, but he couldn't. Getting nervous, aren't you? Getting nervous.
Well,
I'm going to question all of you.
All right, Mr. Terrell. My brother and I will tell the truth.
What is the truth?
I said, man, what is the truth?
Mr. Terrell, see, we had planned to kill him, but we didn't kill him. You see, my brother and I had planned to kill him for the inheritance, so we just bought a cheap sound effects record, and that was the hound that you heard the other day. And we just used it for a dramatic effect. You see, we tried it out.
How can you prove that you didn't kill him?
I can't. You'll just have to take my word.
Well, I don't take your word, and I'm going to question you more tonight.
Well, nobody's been killed, have they?
I see, you forget your father.
Shut up, Johnson.
Nobody besides him, and we didn't kill him. Who else has been killed? Maybe one person who's been harmed by our foul town.
But you're sure you didn't kill him?
I swear by it.
By what? Do you swear by the Holy Bible? Even if you did, I don't believe you.
Mr. Terrell, you have to. Now, the other night, when you and your friend were out walking, you heard the hound, and your sharp ears detected that it was a mechanical hound.
I understand. I'll question you tonight. He's seeing you. Food's delicious here, Johnson.
Interrupt my father's funeral service. Get that, will you, Jarvis?
Yes, sir.
My God!
I can't believe it.
It's your father!
People!
Are you nice, little peeper? My dear son, Jonathan. And Edgar. Hello, boys.
Father, you can't be here. You're dead.
And good butler. Hello, you bastard.
Hello, sir. How are you?
As if you ever cared. As if anyone ever cared about me. No one ever cared about me. It's only my money that you stay here for. Well, there's no money in hell, boys. No money.
Well, I don't understand exactly. Who is the person in the coffin?
He is just some poor passerby. I managed to get him scratched quite horribly, and then I dressed him in my clothes and no one could recognize him. So they thought he was me.
Why did you do it?
There was a man I wanted dead. He'd been blackmailing me for I don't know how long over some scandal in Bohemia. Well, I was getting tired of the blackmail and the payments! And I tricked that bastard! Oh, it was so smart. I rigged up this story of the hound. I let it circulate. I heard my sons plotting, trying to kill me. They were going to use a hound legend. They had heard my hound legend! My hound legend. The supreme jest.
So you were the one who made the footprints.
Exactly. They were going to use my hound legend and kill me with that hound, the legend I had started. Well, I let them think I was killed by the hound. But I wasn't. No, I wasn't, as you can very well see, Mr. George Tell. My blackmailer was the man you and your friend met. Killed. He's dead now.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant. Yes. Thank you for your compliments, Mr. Terrell. But I'm afraid you're going to have to precede me.
I don't think so.
You're all going to have to die. You see, I have no choice. You know my secret. I mean, I can't let you live knowing what you do. So, Mr. Terrell, the last will see the first forego. You dirty bastard. How can you do things like this? How can you do it? Very simply.
My arm!
Now all of you shall die! I say, George, shouldn't we grab him?
Yes, wait.
No, get away! No! It was so perfect. Get off! You'll never get me, I'll escape yet! Get him! He's heading toward the window! Grab him! He got away, George. He's getting away! All right, George. He's got away. Don't feel so bad about it, George. I mean, you lose a case every... Listen, what's that?
He's running up the hill.
But that sounds like the hound. I know.
Then it wasn't a legend after all. The hounds did get him.
Tales of Mystery, The Birchwood Manor Affair. Mandy Johnson as George Terrell. Nigel Manger as John Johnson. Also featuring Tom Sinclair, Tom Soder, Davey Brown, Felix McLean, and John Bass. Thank you. of Mystery, copyright 1971 by ACD International. Music by the Alan Saley Orchestra. Tales of Mystery, taped at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. An ACD International